This is Change for Your Dollar Podcast with John Putnam.
We have another great episode today of Change for Your Dollar, where we have conversations and talk about the blessings and burdens around money and faith and life. I'm your host, John Putnam. Hey, everybody. I hope you are doing well today. It is good to be with you. It's a beautiful day here where I am. I am in my studio at my home, and I have a glass of iced tea, and the sun is shining, and I am getting to hang out with you. And I have been looking forward to this. So thanks so much for joining me. And I am dealing with a topic today that on the surface may seem very focused to a certain group of listeners. But if you don't fit in this group of listeners, let me encourage you to listen through the whole podcast, because some of what I'm going to share, some of the stories, the scripture, and some of the practical steps to take will be of benefit to anyone listening. Well, today's topic is aimed at new parents. Now, you may be an old parent, you may be a new parent, you may not be a parent. I get it. But new parents deal with so many changes in their lives. And I'm just going to touch on one today, because as I talk to parents who are expecting a child or who have just had one, they wrestle with this topic. And the topic I want to talk about today is interruptions. Now, I know on the surface, this does not have a direct line into your money. However, you will find that interruptions in your financial lives over time, unexpected interruptions, can have great impact on your finances. So the wisdom of what I want to share today, and this wisdom comes from Scripture, not from Putnam. So I want to make sure we get that out on the table. And I want to start out with a story today. From the early 70s, there were a couple of social psychologists named John Darley and Daniel Batson, and they were working with some Princeton Seminary students, and they wanted to have an experiment. And the experiment went something like this. They got the students together, and they interviewed them on personality and attitudes toward religion. They asked them to prepare a presentation, and then they asked them to leave that room and go to another room in another building, and there was a throughway, a pathway that led from building A to building B. Well, unbeknownst to the students, what the professors and the psychologists were really thinking about here, were really paying attention to, is something very different than the presentation. See, they had hired an actor, dressed him poorly, shabbily, and put him in the walkway between the buildings, sort of slumped over. And they had an observer watching the students as they went through the walkway and came upon this actor. Well, they were looking at a scale of 0 to 5. 0, the student did nothing. 1, they noticed. 2, they noticed and interacted with the actor. 3, they stopped and talked. 4, they brought him inside. And 5, insisted on even additional care, like, can I take you to a hospital or get a meal or a cup of coffee? Here was what was fascinating. Of all the students that went through, 40% scored 2 or higher. They did something to help this person. 60% did nothing at all to help this person in the alley. Okay, hold on to your hats, because we're still not finished. These two very bright social psychologists divided the students up into 3 groups before they sent them on their way. The first group of students they interviewed and sent on their way, they told them, you're late and you should hurry. Group 2, they told the students that time is of the essence. and group three, they told those students, you're early, take your time. And then they sent them on their way. Well, you can imagine what happened. Only 10% of those in the first group, those in a hurry, stopped to help the man. While everyone in group three, those who were early, they could take their time, over 60% of those in group three stopped to help the man. Isn't that fascinating? Here's the big takeaway. That the situation that you find yourself in, that you are in right now, has more to do with your behavior than your character. I found this summary of this study on Priceonomics.com, and they went on to say that some of the seminary students who had actually prepared their presentation to talk on the parable of the Good Samaritan actually stepped over the victim as they hurried on their way. Unbelievable. You can't make this up. What a fascinating study by these two social psychologists. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but I see myself in this story. And I believe if I was in group one and told that I had to hurry and complete my presentation, I would want to believe that I would stop and help. But I most likely would have hurried past the person in need. I'm not proud when I say that, of course, but I believe it to be true. And I did a little homework on Jesus and some of the interruptions that he faced. He was interrupted so many times in his ministry, but some of those interruptions were some of the most powerful stories that we know to this day. And I'm not going to go over all of them, but I'd like to share a few of these. And let me encourage you to go to Matthew chapter 9 and read that chapter, because every story that I'm getting ready to reference is inside that chapter. It starts off with Jesus healing the paralytic. He had gotten into a boat, he had crossed over, and he was there speaking. And this is where the friends brought a paralytic lying on a bed to him. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And soon after that, the disciples of John came to Jesus, asking him questions about fasting and other topics. And while he was speaking to the disciples, a ruler came and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but would you come and lay your hand on her and she will live?" And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. Verse 20 goes on to say, "And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, 'If I only touch his garment, I will be made well.'" And then soon after that, two blind men followed Jesus, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, son of David." And then he healed a man who was unable to speak. And then when he finally got to the home, he walked in to his daughter's room and walked out with her by her hand. Now, I am sure that you are familiar with those stories. But what I found so fascinating about these stories is they all happened with an interruption in the work that Jesus was doing. And when you look at some of the other stories, I see some of the most powerful ministry that Jesus had, especially in public around others, happened in the middle of an interruption. With that perspective in mind, let me get back to our topic of the day, and that is this idea of interruptions as new parents. This was a huge wake-up call for me and Anne when we started having our children. And as I've worked with so many young couples over the last 20 or 30 years, I've relived it through their lives as their lives had changed literally overnight, where we have been so focused on the work that we want to do, the hobbies that we have, the appointments that we have set, the TV that we want to watch, the exercise that we want to take, the trips and vacations that we have planned. All of these items, when there were just two of you, happened so easily. Now, all of a sudden, literally overnight, this changes and becomes an incredible challenge. So what do you do about all of this? Well, we can't solve all of this in a short form podcast, but let me give you a couple of tips that really helped me and Anne, and I know it's helped others as well that I've counseled and coached over many, many meetings when we're speaking about planning with new families. First, be proactive. Try to keep your schedule as open and available as you can. I know this isn't easy, especially if you're working from home or if you're working at an office or if both parents are working. I totally get it. But the choices where you can control, that you can create flexibility in your schedule, let me encourage you to do that ahead of time as best you can. Second, be prepared spiritually. Spend time in prayer, both individually and with each other. Rest when you can. The old adage of sleep when the baby sleeps. I can't tell you how many times we said that to each other when it wasn't the most convenient, but we knew we needed our rest. And then number three, be present. When you have the opportunities and life is calm and it is working out the way you hoped it would work out, be present. Enjoy it. Practice being calm, being joyful, being content, and let that fuel you from day to day. Now, as I prepare to close the podcast today, I want to go back to the beginning of the podcast, and I want to address some words that I've been using. I used the word interruption to set up the story from the two social psychologists and also to set up the stories of Jesus, because what really happened in these stories of Jesus in these interruptions was actually ministry. And that really is the word that I want to leave you with, because that's really the opportunity here. Look, will your work schedule get interrupted? Yes. Will your hobbies get interrupted? Yes. Your appointments, your trips, your television, time with friends, they will all get interrupted. But when it comes from your friends, when it comes from your growing family, when it comes from your new baby, it is an incredible opportunity for ministry, for care, for love. And yes, all of those are a whole lot easier if you set aside some time for sleep. So I hope that you spend some time thinking about being proactive, being prepared, and being present. Now, I know today's podcast wasn't directly aimed at your money, as my normal podcasts are. So I hope you'll give me a little bit of grace there, because as I was praying about this and thinking about this episode, this is what God put on my heart. So this is what I wanted to share with you. But I hope you'll tune in next week, because I'm going to have another New Parents episode, and this is all about the practical tips and steps and things to think about specifically related to you, your new family, your new baby, and money steps that need to be discussed, thought about, and action taken to give yourself the best chance for financial success with your growing family. As always, if you enjoyed this, would you please share it with someone? Invite them into this conversation of Change for Your Dollar, and would welcome them to join us and be a part of this. So thanks in advance for that. Thanks for being with me today. Thanks for your grace that this wasn't exactly aimed at money. And I'm looking forward to next week and really digging into some of the practical money tips for you as new parents. Blessings to you.
You've been listening to Change for Your Dollar podcast with John Putnam.
Thank you for joining me for Change for Your Dollar, where we have real conversations exploring the burdens and blessings around money, faith, and life. For more tools and resources, please visit changeforyourdollar.com. I'm John Putnam. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.